The Supreme Court recently issued a ruling regarding presidential immunity, and joining us this morning with his thoughts on that is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much as well. I just want to say the case is interesting because the Supreme Court brought out between official business by a president and unofficial. And immunity, believe it or not, goes back to President John Adams. It was immunity was discussed while the second president of our country. So it's been there a long time, and I think the Supreme Court tried to finally give a firm response to it, and they probably didn't get enough information to define official versus unofficial.
Yeah, and that seems to be the crux of the issue some people are having right now, is that it's not really clear what's official and what's not.
But at least it sends a message on these other cases involving President Trump right now. But remember, this doesn't just be for Trump. It's for any president. For example, President Biden, with the people who have been killed by illegal immigrants, after he got out of office, he could be sued. So I think the Supreme Court is trying to define official versus unofficial.
Now, I notice the public reaction to this has been very divided, and this comes at a time when there seems to be a lot of divided opinions regarding the Supreme Court itself.
I think that's very possible, but it's a separate branch of government. But I definitely think it's going to be a political issue in the November election.
And who do you think could really, do you expect Biden to use it more as an issue, or Trump, or how do you think that could play out?
I think it will be Biden's advantage because the Democrats are going to go after Trump as being revengeful and would handle that irresponsibly. So I think the Democrats will use that as a real big issue. President Biden, in his six-minute talk last night, tried to bring that up, but again, he doesn't answer questions.
All right, so you think this will be a big issue on the race? Do you think that? What do you think this could mean for that trial? Do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I don't. I think it will postpone the trials against President Trump till after November 5th.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Very good. Thank you.